So we're talking to Erin Evans from the West End Community Association. How are you this morning, Erin?
I'm really well, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for the call.
No problemo. So one of the big complaints about the previous Kurilpa Master Plan was a lack of consultation by the then Planning Minister, Jeff Sini. We've since had a change in government and a change in Planning Minister, and now are you being listened to by Jackie Trad?
Yes, well, the community's had a really good working relationship with Jackie Trad. She's been a very good local member of parliament for the area. We had very strong consultation with her leading up to, you know, since the release of the Kurilpa Master Plan. We engaged closely with her to discuss what our concerns were, as well as, you know, I mean, the community really put forward what they wanted for the area rather than what was wrong with the Kurilpa Master Plan, and that we have had some communication with her since she's taken office. However, we're also very heartened that she has flagged that both this plan has been, she's tearing it up, and that there's no rush as well. Mm. So they're really two key points that Jackie Trad has flagged.
Can you just tell us what this old master plan that she's torn up was actually in fact?
Yeah, well, it's the Kurilpa Draft Riverfront Renewal Master Plan.
Bit of a mouthful.
Yes, exactly. it's an area that is at the Kurilpa Point in West End, South Brisbane area. So that's between the cultural centre going down through the light industry factory areas of the Parmalat and the Hanson's cement factory in West End, South Brisbane, along the riverfront. It's a 25 hectare area, and they were proposing 40, 50 storey buildings, very high buildings, really close proximity of those buildings. The density of population in that area was the sorts of densities that we'd see in Hong Kong, 50,000 people per square kilometre. There was also a lack of provision for transport. The Lord Mayor has said that they were putting through a high frequency transportation system in the area, but basically they were just rerouting the current City Glider bus, and they were putting in one extra bus stop, and they were putting in one river taxi, water taxi spot as well. So transportation was really overlooked. Although that there was some green space or public space put in terms of what it was per head of population, it would only meet sort of around 20% of the green space that is the Brisbane standard. It had a lot of issues. The Institute of Architects, the Queensland chapter, basically came out and said that the plan was unimplementable.
Right. So it's now dead. It's been completely ripped up.
Yes, that's the message that we've had from Jackie Trad, that she's torn it up and said that we really need to go back to the drawing board on that one. In saying that, the community has called on, in the petition that we did last year, when we took that petition to Jeff Sini, the Deputy Premier at the time, we had the doors locked on us. But that petition, ironically, was asking for community consultation, and it was also asking for equality of access to all of the information that had been put together, all the technical reports that had been produced during the development of the plan, so that the people would be on an equal footing to that of, you know, the people who had been inside the doors and sitting around the table when the plan was developed.
Have you got access to those documents yet?
No, we don't, and that's one of the things that we've still called on. We want to see that documentation. We want to see them released from the point of view of, well, you know, time and money has gone into producing them, and if there are lessons to be learned around the process of how decision making was being done, as well as, you know, what did they see, and how can we learn from it? How can we go forward?
So as Brisbane plans, I've noticed that The area is fairly, is actually our last riverfront area. It's a floodplain, and it's an inner city area. So if we stuff it, we've stuffed the last part of our riverfront in the entire
city. We have.
What do you think the absolute minimum requirements are for any serious plan that actually deals with the area properly?
One of the minimums is that, you know, it needs to have a strong vision. The plan in itself previously seemed to be, you know, trying to put as many buildings in as you could, and to make it into an extension of the CBD. That seemed to be the idea of the concept behind the previous plan. So in this, we would like, you know, we really want to see a vision for the area. And the kinds of vision that we have talked about is that it should exemplify, you know, best practice kind of architecture of subtropical design. We could really see some excellence in terms of subtropical design in the area. There are some interesting heritage buildings that we can look at being able to use, because it's not a greenfield site, it's a brownfield site. So how can we work that in? And also being very mindful that it is the last piece of riverfront area, significant riverfront area for Brisbane, and the river belongs to the city, so it should enable there to be significant, you know, ongoing access for the people of Brisbane to their river, and it should enhance the cultural facilities that are right next door, not detract from them, and that there be medium density, medium rise residential accommodation through the area. So,
do you think that there needs to be better transport planning for the area, like a railway station, for instance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the other things that we said with the release of the plan at the time. That, and this also comes from, you know, previous plans that are put in place. If we are going to increase the density, and Brisbane, you can see it is already struggling with the amount of buses. You see that because you get bunching of buses, you know, and they're the kinds of things that signal you to say buses are no longer able to be fully effective. So the next step up is to go to light rail. Brisbane in its inner city area is ready for light rail, and really should be looking at how to implement some light rail through inner city Brisbane, because more roads, more toll roads and bridges and tunnels is not alleviating the issue. We need to be able to move to, you know, more mass transport solutions. West End is straining with its both moving traffic as well as parked traffic. It's causing more and more issues in the area. That's, you know, just really decreasing the livability of the area. It's the kind of thing that, you know, wears away at people on a day-to-day basis.